My. Do I look familiar? Sort of like the woman on the street you passed that you thought was hot. And then a little bit like the one you saw working the register. You also noticed someone wearing the exact same clothes, but it was from behind. Maybe you were just imagining things. Maybe it's a popular look, or maybe it's the latest fashion trend. Suppose I look different from those women you saw in the waking world. Suppose I look the same. Suppose there is just enough of a difference to make it uncanny, for you to realize that this isn't a human. But that isn't logical, so you push that thought to the side. You assume it's some goth girl. This is clearly a dream, and I must be some recollection of a person that your subconscious is trying to push to the forefront. It's clearly because you're asleep. After all, if this wasn't a dream, could I make my fingers do this? Feel how the black smoke caresses your skin? There's so much of it to touch. It's all exposed, vulnerable. I bet you didn't even notice. You're naked. It's not that strange to fall asleep without any clothes on. It's warm out. All you have is a simple little fan. It's too hot to wear something to sleep and be under the blankets. Your room looks the same as the one you fell asleep in. It's odd. Your brain has decided that you are dreaming about something so real. But that's not the weirdest thing to have happened in a dream. It's better than a nightmare by a long shot. Have you noticed? The difference between the girls you saw outside today and me is I have glowing red eyes. They were the first thing that caught your attention, weren't they? A dark silhouette of a curvaceous woman with two glowing red dots. You must have a thing for the demonic. Has your brain made me a succubus? You might wish that I was one of them, but I'm something so much worse. Succubi? All they want to do is feed off your energy. Maybe even trick you into a deal with them to make you their permanent sex slave. Oh, but here I am rambling about things that clearly don't exist. After all, this is just a dream. You look so small like this. Laying in your bed, naked, while I sit on the side of it and caress your cheek, your jaw. Your skin feels so soft in my hands. I wonder, are you used to being the one underneath? It might be a nice change of pace for you, to let go, let someone else take control of you. Receive some pleasure for a change, you know? Is the only reason you're being so submissive for me because it's a dream? Because you know I can't hurt you? The obsidian smoke that emerges from my fingertips feels good against your body, doesn't it? It's nice and warm, with a scent of burnt wood, wouldn't you agree? I've always loved the smell it creates. Everywhere I go, there is an underlying smoky scent that no one can really put. They just know it smells good, makes them salivate with misplaced hunger. All they know is that they need more, but they're not sure of what. They believe it's for food, but why are they getting aroused? Don't worry, I'm just moving the sheets down. I want to see you. All of you. With these blankets in the way, my smoke can't keep touching you, making you feel good. You want to feel good, don't you? Let my inky tendrils touch wherever they want. They hunger for more. They ache for more. They're just as insatiable as me. If I held a mirror up to you, you would see soot-colored marks left wherever they just were. Like a kiss leaves a lipstick mark, my smoke leaves behind dark stains on your skin. It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. You don't have to answer. I can see it for myself. I haven't even laid a hand on you, and you're coming apart at the seams for me. Just a dark mist embracing your body, and you're already so aroused. I'm not done letting the smoke tease your body, leaving its stain on your flesh. It's so warm, all-encompassing. You could try to touch it, but why would you do that? It feels so good while it is doing its own thing. Your subconscious must really know what you like. You wouldn't want to make a noise, though, no. You don't want others to know what a nice, wet dream you're having. The longer you keep quiet, the lower my smoke travels, and the closer it gets to what you really want. It's getting quite harder and harder to move around. Writhing around in your blankets with your sheets pulled off while ebony smoke fondles your body, swallowing it whole. It's all encompassing. You aren't sure where your body ends and the dark fog begins. It feels heavier than fog should be, but then again, fog really shouldn't be able to move like this. Shouldn't be able to take you in its barely touchable form and stroke you like this, exactly how you like. The only thing you can see is the all-consuming darkness and the warm crimson glow of my eyes. Yeah, that's it. The smoke feels so good on you, doesn't it? The way it touches your lower half, all of it. The smoke is starting to feel heavier and heavier, keeping you restrained in a way, but that's okay. As long as it keeps making you feel this good, right? If you keep being this good for me, then the pleasure isn't going to stop. Once I get what I need from you, I'll let you come. What a kinky mind you have. Do you always get off to femdom thoughts? If you do, that's better for me. Being the weak damsel in distress never suited me. That's it. Melt into the pure bliss that you are receiving. The smoky tendrils caressing your body, lurking you up, bringing you closer and closer to that orgasm. You can't tell if the pressure building up is outside your body, making it harder to move, even a little bit of a struggle to breathe, or if the pressure is building up inside you and getting you closer to release. Maybe it's both. I can't say for sure. I'm not real. This is all just a dream. One that you are sure to masturbate 2 years into the future. Maybe the fog will destroy you. Maybe you'll come first. Whatever is planned, you welcome it. There is a reason why the French call it the little death. Let the smoke keep working you over. Just enjoy. You don't have to work for it. Instead, enjoy the sensation of the tendrils licking your nipples. Submit yourself to the pleasure of the smoke touching you. It all feels so good. Too good. But it's also not enough, is it? You need a little more. I could stroke you faster, but that isn't what you need. If I went harder, it would feel good, but it still wouldn't be enough. The weighted darkness has completely surrounded your delicate form, but there's still something missing. Something you need to help you crash over the edge and bring you that earth-shattering orgasm that you want. It's not permission from me. Of course it's not. This is a dream. You've given yourself the permission to come whenever you want to. But everything that I'm doing to you isn't enough for the little mortal, is it? The next time you inhale, should I allow the smoke to fill your lungs? Let it burn with the acrid soot that fills the air? Laugh as you try in vain to breathe in anything but me? Just how badly do you want me inside you? Because there is another hole I can fill up just as easily. It's a little below what the smoke is currently playing with. I think I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to let the obsidian tendrils enter you while the smoke strokes you. It looks like I'm going to need you to orgasm if I want to get what I came for. Look into my red eyes. Good. I want you to keep looking at them as I penetrate you. Not quite solid, not quite gaseous. Something in between filling up your empty hole. It's unique and wonderful, isn't it? I want to see you lose the fight with keeping your composure. Who are you trying to save face for? This is a dream. The only person who is going to see what you look like is me, and I'm not even real. Clearly, it's just a vivid wet dream about some kind of monster fucking you with her magic smoke. You don't understand it, and you don't have to. All you know is that it feels good. Let me keep making you feel good. Enjoy the inky tendrils fucking into you, penetrating this tight little hole while you are stroked at such a steady, torturous pace. I know you want me to go faster, but that is not what you need right now. You need to trust me. It feels better the longer you prolong it. I get more of what I need if I prolong it. I know you'll be able to orgasm at this pace, I know. I've made others come like this before, and I'll do it again and again after you. You are hardly the first human I've had the delight of taking apart. It all feels so real. Such a vivid dream you're having. Obviously, I'm not real. Fog doesn't behave like this. Monsters don't exist. And no one has glowing crimson eyes. If you're trying to make me moan, you're going to have to try harder than that, little one. Oh? It seems someone took that as a challenge. Huh. That's all right with me. As long as it doesn't distract you from what you are here to do. Your purpose. Your only job is to come from my touch. Such a stunning little human. I bet you're enjoying being the sole focus of such a powerful creature. Not many people have an opportunity as amazing as this. You should bask in it. It's something to find pride in. That a powerful, old, immortal such as myself got smitten with a mortal such as you. What I want, it could be something to fear. What I'm getting from you, but you're too far gone to even think it could be a bad thing, right? After all, what I am getting from you, I need you to orgasm for, so it clearly can't be that awful. Nothing terrible has ever come from an orgasm. Don't worry about what I'm taking. It's not important, and certainly not something you'll even notice, let alone miss. As long as I keep making you feel this good, right? As long as I keep fucking you, keep stroking you, then that's all that matters. Such a silly little thing. How easily you are controlled with a body like this. You're subjected to its whims, and when you're this turned on, there's nothing you can do to control yourself. I doubt anyone would even expect you to. Other humans would sympathize with you. Hell, I know I would have when I was still human, but I've outgrown that phase in my life, and now I need little mortals like yourself. Your kind is always so willing to help as long as they get the pleasure I promise. It's so easy to take control and let them be anyone but themselves for a little bit. A tiny bit of praise goes a long way, doesn't it? The way you take my tendrils is so fucking cute. And the noises you make as my smoke strokes you while other parts lap at your nipples? Just adorable. What a wonderful dream you're having. I hope you aren't making any noises. What if someone heard them and walked in? They would see you in the throes of ecstasy having a very vivid, very lucid wet dream. Your relationship would totally change with them. Seeing your naked body so turned on because of a dream? Would they laugh at you? Would they pretend it never happened? Maybe they would take advantage of the situation. There are so many things that could happen to your sexy body, and you would be helpless to stop any of it because of the dream you're having. You don't want to wake up from it, do you? You don't want to wake up and end what I'm doing now, even if you could. You want to orgasm at my touch so badly. If you could see through the haze of fog that I've created, I would show you the vial that dangles around my neck and how full it is. Give you an idea of how much you have to go until I will let you, but you can't. The only thing you see is darkness. The only thing you hear is my voice. The only thing you feel is my smoke. You get to experience what I want you to experience, and there's nothing you can do about it. Any attempt you would make would be futile. I told you, you would be able to do it at this pace. Maybe I should even slow down, make it last longer. Edge you all night, get you so close to coming only to deny you that orgasm. You'll finally be allowed to come when the sun starts to come up. Oh, don't worry, I'm not that cruel. I do plan on letting you orgasm when you finally get there, regardless of how good you feel wrapped around my tendril. I might not sound like it. I might sound like I'm keeping it together, but I am enjoying your body. I just have more self-control in 1 ounce of my finger than you do in your entire body. This could be seen as a positive or negative thing about being immortal. I will admit, I sometimes miss being able to have the adrenaline pumping through my inken veins like you do right now, but I've found I enjoy it more when I get to taunt my prey. And such wonderful prey you make. Attempting to fuck yourself back on my tendril but not being able to under the crushing weight of the fog? You be cute. Just lay there and allow me to take what I need from you, little one. There, there. Isn't that better? If I had wanted you to move, then I wouldn't have made my smoke so heavy. I wouldn't have made it touchable. You felt how light it was at the beginning. Compare that to how it feels now. Somewhere between a solid and a gas. A heavy, warm weight stroking you. Filling you up. I want to ruin you for everything except me. Make you crave me. Get you addicted to me. Toying with mortals is one of the best things about being something like me. Are you going to be well behaved and end up needing me in order to come? You either come impaled on my tendrils or not at all. Imagine that, a dream destroying you for anything in the waking world. Or have you figured it out yet? That's not important. None of that is important right now. Instead, I want you to chase the orgasm that has been building up inside of you. I can tell it is. The closer you get, the more you push into me, get me to go faster, trying to egg me on. It's very cute. You look so amazing when you're being patronized. I don't like to admit it, but I can tell by how much when I say something like I just said, because your whole, it involuntarily tightens around my tendril like it's trying to milk it for all it's worth. Though you might be doing it purposefully, trying to get me to come apart, lose my carefully crafted composure, but that isn't going to happen. This isn't about me coming. This is about you orgasming and giving me what I want. What I want is the energy you create from that orgasm. Your sexual energy while fucking you is good, but I now have a taste for it, and I need to know what it is like when you orgasm. If it's good enough, I might even take you for myself, make you my personal energy source, chain you to my bed and take care of you like some kind of prize trophy. A haze of black smoke and dark tendrils playing with this lewd body every single day. You would like that, wouldn't you? To be my personal mortal, addicted to my touch, letting me take whatever I want from you? As long as it feels this good, right? As long as you get to orgasm. The promise of an orgasm is better than anything else in the world to you at this state, isn't it? A fuck drunk little thing subjected to my whims of pleasure torture. Delicious. You're so close, aren't you? You just need something a little more to push you over the edge, don't you? Like stroking you as fast as I'm fucking you. I think that is going to give me what I want. Your orgasm. Yeah, there we go. That's better. It feels good, doesn't it? Letting me have my way with you. Delirious with pleasure. Oh, such a cute look on your pretty face. Oh, don't worry, little one. I'm going to keep fucking you until I come inside you. You can come as much as you need to. In fact, if you come more than once, then it's just more for me. I bet you look adorable when you come, especially when being fucked and pleasured by a tendril like this. Your hand wouldn't even compare to what this fog can do. All encompassing, all consuming. Like this, you are mine and you don't want to break free. Oh, that's it, little one. Let me give you my all. So vulnerable like this. All mine like this. Right like that. Good. Good. Let it all go for me. That's so good, little human. Told you I was going to keep fucking you through your orgasm. I'm not stopping till I come inside you. I don't care how sensitive you are. I don't care if it feels like it's too much. I am going to fuck this lewd body until I come and you're going to let me. Why? Because I haven't had my fill yet. I don't get my fill until I orgasm inside your fuckhole. And I'm not going to stop playing with this either. This is mine, just like this hole is for the rest of the night. Looks so fucking good like this. So adorable. My little fuck drunk mortal impaled on my tendrils, letting me fuck in and out of you like this. Your dream is letting you know what a kinky creature you are. Maybe you should embrace it. Allow yourself to enjoy the darker things in life, like being the toy of an immortal creature. Maybe you figured it out. This all feels too real to be a dream. Though, that is something a dream would say. I think I'll stop teasing you. You're too fucked out to be toyed with like this, and you're making me stumble over my words. Your job is to be my fuckhole right now, and I'm getting close. The way your oversensitive body keeps clenching around me when I hit that special spot inside you, when I stroke you a certain way, It's going to be too much for me, little one. And I'm sure that makes you happy to hear. Are you gonna come again? Come one more time around my tendril, fucking your hole while I stroke your oversensitive parts? Go ahead. Give me more. I want more of your energy. I want more of your taste. Let's see if you can fill me up for an entire night so I don't have to find another victim. Come for me, my prey. Come around my obsidian tendrils like the pretty little thing you are. Oh. Oh, fuck. You feel that? Oh, filling you up. Oh, fuck. That was delicious. But I'm sure you're tired, little human. You should get some rest. The smoke will be cleared by tomorrow, and it will be like this was all a dream. That is, until you look in the mirror and see your body covered in all the soot-like marks from my smoke. I wonder how you'll react then.